There's an inside Washington battle growing over a military item called the Crusader. The Army seems to want the new self-propelled cannon, and it's in President Bush's budget. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says it's too expensive and not really necessary. The last word may come from Congress, where Crusader backers have carefully cultivated support. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Sometimes a cannon is more than just a cannon. Here's some of the promotion video produced by the manufacturer, United Defense Industries.
Crusader changes everything.
The Crusader is essentially a 155-millimeter automatic cannon on a tank chassis. It's designed to go cross-country at 30 miles an hour, set up in less than a minute, and then fire up to 10 rounds a minute. That's unheard of for a cannon, and so is this. The Crusader would be able to fire off a volley of rounds at different trajectories, so they would all hit the target at the same time.
Imagine the impact of an assault executed by a battery of Crusaders. In 3 minutes, six Crusaders can deliver 7.5 tons of hot steel on the target. Crusaders' attack is so swift and so accurate that the enemy has no time to escape or retaliate.
The Crusader has plenty of friends on Capitol Hill, partly because United Defense has taken as much care with its politics as with its engineering. The weapon would be built by subcontractors all over the country, many of them in states or districts represented by key lawmakers. The final product would be assembled at a new plant near Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe, a Republican, says U.S. troops deserve the best artillery support in the world. Oklahoma Congressman J.C. Watts, chairman of the Republican conference in the House, has already added language to a defense bill to protect the Crusader from Rumsfeld. Oklahoma's senior senator, Republican Whip Don Nichols, was asked if he has the votes to get Watts' amendment through the Senate.
I hope so, unless the Pentagon makes a convincing case, which it has not done. And when you say Pentagon, I'd have to differentiate. Everybody I've talked to in the Army is still in favor of it.
And the Crusader has even more well-placed friends. United Defense is controlled by the Carlyle Group. That's a private bank heavily stocked with former government officials. United Defense shares soared when the Afghanistan war heated up, but they plummeted when word got out that Defense Secretary Rumsfeld might kill the project. Rumsfeld's decision surprised some observers who knew that he's old friends with former Defense Secretary Frank Carlucci, now the chairman of the Carlyle Group. Critics say the Crusader is too heavy and it's designed for a type of warfare that the U.S. doesn't fight anymore. They point out that in Afghanistan, artillery has been replaced by high-tech air support. Earl Blumenauer is a Democratic congressman from Portland, Oregon.
There's something we can buy off the shelf from the Germans for about a quarter of the price that appears to meet most of the functional requirements.
United Defense has already cut the Crusader's weight down to 40 tons, and it keeps updating the image. 2 years ago, the Crusader was ideal for a conventional ground conflict. Then it was marketed as a way to protect peacekeeping troops. Now it's the Crusader smart gun for fighting asymmetrical threats. That's Pentagon jargon for terrorists like Al-Qaeda and small foreign powers like the Taliban. Stephen Grundman is a former Pentagon undersecretary, now director of defense consulting for Charles River Associates in Boston. He says the Crusader's changing image reflects the Army's vagueness about its mission.
Contractors have to dance about in order to demonstrate the relevance of their weapon systems to the Army warfighting concept. To some extent, is a reflection of the fact that there is not great clarity.
What is clear is that it's hard to kill off a weapons program. Secretary Rumsfeld said yesterday that he'll make the case to Congress that the Crusader is a weapon whose time has come and gone.
Change is hard. No one wants anything to change. And the resistance to change in large bureaucracies and in legislative branches and in contractor communities is enormous.
One sign of the infighting, Rumsfeld is furious with Army officials who bucked authority by sending pro-Crusader talking points to Capitol Hill, even after he had decided to spike the weapon. Rumsfeld has been among the most popular figures in the Bush cabinet since September 11th. The Crusader will test whether his media stardom is enough to overcome the way Congress and the defense industry do business. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.